الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected ulama, elders, brothers, young friends, and our students of Madrasa Al-Huda, which is run under the auspices of the Al-Huda Academy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for His ibadah. Worship, devotion, is the translation of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of us for His ibadah. The translation is devotion, worship. But the question we need to study is, what is ibadah? What is ibadah? In simple words, to do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to refrain from that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ibadah. When we say, Allah has created me for ibadah, salah comes in our minds. Tilawah comes in our minds. Dhikr, tasbih comes in our minds. I'tikaf comes in our minds. Umrah, hajj, tawaf, taraweeh comes in our minds. Tahajjud, ishraq, dhuha, awwabin comes to our minds. Abstaining from evil gaze does not come to our minds. Abstaining from watching films, listening to music does not come to our mind. Ibadah is to do that which pleases Allah and to abstain from that which displeases Allah. This is the whole package of Ibadah. So if a person spends his life doing that which pleases Allah and abstaining from that which displeases Allah, he would have accomplished his mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him peace of mind, tranquility of the heart in this world, husne khatima, a good death when departing from this world. His qabr, his grave, will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. He will be granted shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. He will be granted his book of deeds in his right hand. He will cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning. He will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. And he will be granted entry into Jannah in the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of us amongst this noble group. Ibadah. Allah has created us for ibadah. That is our only purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created the jinns and the humans but so that they worship me. So that they do what pleases me and they abstain from what displeases me. They accept iman because iman pleases me. And they abstain from kufr, they abstain from shirk, they abstain from nifaq, hypocrisy, because kufr, shirk and nifaq displeases me. Thereafter, they carry out all the fara'id, they carry out all the wajibat, sunan muakkada, because it pleases me. And if they miss fara'id, if they miss wajibat, if they miss sunan muakkada, it displeases me. So they abstain from that. They abstain from haram, they abstain from makruhat tahrimiya because it pleases me. Those people who abstain from haram, who abstain from makruh tahrimi, this abstaining pleases me. And if they do not abstain from haram, if they do not abstain from makruh tahrimi, it displeases me. And they abstain from makruh tanzihi. Because if they don't abstain from makruh tanzihi, it does not displease me, but if they do, it pleases me. Then they carry out sunan ghair muakkada, they carry out mustahabbat, they carry out nawafil, because if they don't, it doesn't displease me, but if they do, it pleases me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for all this. To carry out fara'is, to carry out wajibat, to carry out sunan muakkada. And thereafter to carry out sunan ghair muakkada as much as we can. As far as fara'id, wajibat and sunan muakkada are concerned, not as much as we can. All fara'is, compulsory. All wajibat, incumbent. Sunan muakkada, necessary. And we carry out sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat and nawafil as much as we can. And we completely abstain from haram, from makruhat tahrimiya, no choice. And makruhat tanzihiya, we abstain from them as much as we can.
So our goal in life is to please Allah and to abstain from His displeasure. This is the goal in life. Because we do not understand the term ibadah correctly. I am telling my friend in my talks now that remove this word from your head. Allah has created me for ibadah. An objective of my life is ibadah? No. Because we will misunderstand. Because the understanding of ibadah is not correct. The definition of ibadah we have not understood. So now tell yourself, Allah has created me to do that which pleases Him and to abstain from that which displeases Him. This is the objective of life. On every step, ask yourself, is this step going to please my Creator or displease my Creator? If it is going to please your Creator, carry on. If it is going to displease your Creator, stop. Why? Because you are being watched. Allah is watching you. Allah's camera is recording everything. The scribes are noting down everything. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِذِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every action, every word is being noted down. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا. We will take out the book of deed of each person for him on the day of Qiyamah. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, which he will meet whilst the book will be open. And we will say to him, اِقْرَى كِتَابًا. Read your book of deed. Read your biography. Read your biography. Everything is written in the read your biography. Iqra kitabak. Kafa binafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You are enough to reckon you. You don't need anybody else to reckon you. Read through. And as you read through your own biography, your heart will tell you that yes, I did this. Yes, I did this. Yes, I did this. Yes, I did this. This is correct. This is correct. This is correct. And you yourself will know what good you have, what bad you have, whether you belong to Jannah or whether you belong to Jahannam. When it will be said to us on the day of Qiyamah, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. We will begin to read our biography. Right from the time we became baligh until we breathed our last. And we will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to our friends or the malaika, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My friends, before this moment comes, let us prepare for this moment. Before this moment comes when we will have to read our own evil deeds in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Mali hadal kitab. I am wonder struck. What is this kitab? What is this kitab? What is this book of deeds? It has recorded each and everything. La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. It neither leaves a minor deed nor a major deed, but it has recorded it. Everything is recorded. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاذِرًا. People will find in that book of deed everything that they had done in the world. Everything that they had said in the world. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا. مَا. Everything. مَا عَمِلُوا حَاذِرًا. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Rabb does not oppress anybody. At that moment, what will be the condition of each and every person? يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. These words don't sink into our hearts and minds. They enter through one ear and goes out of the other ear. We have to believe this, my friend. We cannot be Muslims without believing these facts. And we have to believe it, that it is going to happen to me also. And it is going to happen to me sooner rather than later. There is no guarantee that I will be able to reach Leicester. There is no guarantee I will be able to complete my talk. No guarantee. We need to remain prepared to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stand in His court all the time. When we will read our biography, what will each person wish? يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْذَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. That day, when each person will find his good amal and evil amal present in front of him in his book, when he will see everything is recorded here. تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. He will wish that there was a long distance between him and the day of Qiyamah. But it will be too late. Too late. Too late. On the day of Qiyamah we will say, رَبَّنَا بَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. Our eyes will only open when they are closed, my friends. And it will be too late. Open your eyes now. Open your eyes now. Open the eyes of the hearts and mind. Wake up. Wake up from your sleep. Wake up from your slumber. Dhikr, tasbih, salat, kurta, amama, enough? No. That is not ibadat. That is not ibadat. Ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, husn-e akhlaq, aqaid, the whole package. Whole package. Faraid, wajibat, sunan muakkada, necessary. Haram, makruhat-e tahrimiya, necessary to abstain from. And thereafter extras. Sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat, nawafil, and abstaining from makruhat-e tanzihiya. These are all parts of mujahada. Farz, mujahada. Struggle. Your nafs does not want to do it, but make it do it. Force your nafs to do farz. Wajib. Struggle. Sunan muakkada. Struggle. This is farz struggle. Farz mujahada. Abstaining from haram. Farz struggle. Abstaining from makruh tahrimi. Farz struggle. And carrying out sunan ghair muakkada, optional struggle. Carrying out mustahabbat, optional struggle. Optional mujahada. And carrying out nawafil, optional mujahada, optional struggle. Abstaining from makruhat tanzihiya, optional struggle. Through the fard struggle, a person becomes the ashik of Allah. And through the nafl struggle, a person becomes the beloved of Allah. So do not take optional struggle as insignificant. If a person confines himself to the fard struggle, he will become the ashik and the lover of Allah. And if he takes the whole package, the fard struggle and also the nafal struggle, he will become the beloved of Allah, mahbub of Allah. وَمَا زَلَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. My servant continues to come closer to me and closer to me and closer to me, not only through faraiz, not only through wajibat, not only through sunan muakkada but also sunan ghair muakkada mustahabbat and nawafil hatta uhibbahu, until I make him my beloved. Fa idha ahbabtuhu, and when I make him my beloved, kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi, I become his ears with which he listens. Wa basarahu alladhi yubsiru biha, I become his eyes with which he observes. Wa yadahu allati yabtishu biha, I become his hands with which he holds. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا, I become his foot with which he walks. Eyes will never be able to see wrong because I am controlling it. I am supervising it. Ears will never be able to hear wrong. Tongue will never be able to speak wrong. Mind will never be able to think wrong. Hands will never be able to touch wrong. Feet will never be able to walk towards wrong. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ, and now because he is my beloved, if he raises his hands and asks from me, I will definitely grant it to him. وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ, and if he seeks my refuge, I will definitely grant him my refuge. And when he becomes my mahbub, what else do I do? Only my relationship with him changes? No. When he becomes my mahbub, I force everyone to love him. He becomes the beloved of not only me, but also the creation. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. Oh Jibreel, I love such and such a person, a servant of mine, you also love him. Jibreel is compelled to love him. Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions the name of his beloved servant in front of Jibreel. I love Ismail. I love Ibrahim. I love Ahmed. I love Muhammad Ali. I love Yasir. He mentions the names. Allahu Akbar. I love Sajid. I love Abbas. I love Fayyad. Inni uhibbu fulanan. You also love him. As soon as Allah orders Jibreel, his heart is filled with the love of this person. Jibreel, the greatest of the Malaika, also loves him. And thereafter he is ordered, Jibreel is ordered to announce in the people of the heavens. People of the heavens, all the Malaika. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّوهُ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person. Again the name is mentioned in front of all the Malaika. فَأَحِبُّوهُ. Make him your beloved also. Love him also. As soon as Jibreel makes this announcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts of the malaika and the people of the heavens are filled with the love for this person. And thereafter, فَيُوذَأُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the love of this person into the hearts of the creatures on the earth. They flock towards him. They cannot quench their thirst of just seeing him. They will sit with him for minutes and hours, and they will feel like just watching his face, looking at his face. They will not be able to quench their thirst. Just seeing him, just touching him, just shaking his hand becomes a great honor for people. Allah grants this person acceptance throughout the world. So before we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before that day comes, let us exercise fard mujahada, and with fard mujahada, nafal mujahada also. We need to try and get both these mujahada under control simultaneously. Not that first I will concentrate on fard and then nafl. No, both. But the better of the mujahada is fard mujahada. So if a person engages in nafl mujahada only, without attempting to correct the fard mujahada, and if he dies in that state, he will not be successful, unless Allah's fadl is with him. So before that day comes, the day of Qiyamah, let us wake up. from our slumber, from our sleep. And let us make a firm resolution that from today my mission of in life, my goal in life is going to be the pleasure of Allah. I will do only that which pleases Him, and I will abstain from that which displeases Him. He will remain happy with me all the time. And if I sleep, overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, due to the effect of my company, environment, and I displease Allah by not carrying out the fard, by not carrying out the wajib, by not carrying out the sunnah muakkada, by carrying out haram, carrying out makruh tahrimi, if I displease Allah, I will make my Creator happy immediately by using the tool of tawbah. So Allah will remain happy from today. And if I make Him unhappy, I will use the tool of tawbah, make a firm resolution again, oh Allah, forgive me. I have done what I was not supposed to do. Or I have omitted that which I was supposed to do. Oh Allah, I have made You unhappy. I make a firm resolution that I will not do this again. Oh Allah, forgive me. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, we will say, Rabbana basarna, O our Rabb, we have seen. Wasamina, we have heard. Everything now is in front of me. Farji'na, grant me one more chance. Return me into the world. Na'mal salihan. And I will do good. I promise you I will do good. Inna muqirun, because now I believe. I believe. I have a firm belief now. I have seen Jannah, Jahannam, the hereafter, the Hisab, everything. No chance. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if only you could see them, when they will be made to stand near Jahannam, to be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِنَا. If only, ya laytana nuradda, if only we can be returned back into the world to make amends. Walau ruddu la'adu limanuhu anhu wa innahum lakadhibu. No chance. After being thrown in the fire of Jahannam, they will again turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for respite. وَقَالُوا لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. They will say to the angels who are responsible for Jahannam, 19 angels responsible to look after Jahannam, and on top of them is Malik, the leader of them all. They will turn to the 19 and they will say that, can you please pray to your Rabb? Udu'u Rabbakum. Can you please make an application to your Rabb? We are shameful. We are ashamed of ourselves. Udu'u Rabbakum. Ask your Rabb. What do we want from your Rabb? That He relieves us from this fire of Jahannam? No. يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Only one day. يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. He lightens the punishment for one day only. He lightens, not relieve us from the punishment. Lightens the punishment only one day. أَوَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Did not the messenger come to you with clear signs? قَالُوا بَلَا. He said, yes, they did. فَدْعُوا. Then you ask Allah yourself. وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. Your prayers will not be accepted now. They will turn to the Malik, the leader. يَا مَالِكْ لِيَخْذِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. يَا مَالِكْ لِيَخْذِي عَلَيْنَا. Oh Malik, ask Allah to bring upon us death. We do not want to live. We are not asking for Jannah. We are not asking for respite from Jahannam. لِيَغْذِي عَلِيْنَا رَبُّكْ. He will say, إِنَّكُمْ مَا كِثُونَ. إِنَّكُمْ مَا. You will stay and remain in this Jahannam forever and ever. They will then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will say, رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ظَالِّينَ. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. Oh Allah, we accept we were guilty, we were sinful, we disobeyed you. Just take us out from this Jahannam once. Some Mufassirin have said that they will repeat this application for 500 years and Allah will not pay attention. Allah will not pay attention. And now, my friends, now it will take you three seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds. Oh Allah, I will not do this again, forgive me. Only a few seconds. And here, just one tear from each eyes, just two tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with tawbah, if it falls on the ground, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fire of Jahannam will not touch these eyes. 500 years, Rabbana ghalabat alina shiqwatuna wa kunna qawm. Our misfortune overpowered our good fortune. Wa kunna qawman dhalin. We were astray. Rabbana akhrijna minha. Take us out from this Jahannam. Inna dhalimun. We accept. We are culprits. After 500 years, Allah will say, ikhsa'u fiha. Ikhsa'u fiha. Remain in the fire of Jahannam. Humiliated. The word ikhsa is used to rebuke a dog in the Arabic language. It is out of etiquette to say to somebody, ikhsa, move away from me. Ikhsa, move away, go away. To use the word ikhsa, ilayka anni, the other words are used for humans. Ikhsa is to rebuke a dog. When you want the dog to move away, you say, ikhsa, ikhsa. Allah will use that word for the people in Jahannam. Ikhsa'u fiha, move away, go away from me and remain in Jahannam. And thereafter Allah will give them a very severe warning, وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. And never speak to me again. Before these times come, let us make a firm resolution that from today we will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from today, the objective in life has changed now. The objective in life from today is, we will not do anything that will displease Allah, we will only do that which will please Allah. Everything else is under. Da'wah and tabligh is for this maqsad. Maqsad is this only, there is only one maqsad. To please Allah and to stay away from displeasing Him. Da'wah and tabligh is for this maqsad. Madrasa is for this maqsad. Khanqah is for this maqsad. I'tikaf is for this maqsad. Salat, zakat, hajj is for this maqsad. That is the maqsad, that is the only objective. Nothing else is objective. Everything else is done for this objective. That is the only objective in life. If a person goes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again, 40 days, 4 months, under the shura, whatever the shura says, I am totally under the shura, all my life for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he breathes his last, he has not been able to carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is unhappy with him, he is a failure, total failure. A person spends all his life with his sheikh, and he grants him khilafah, he passes away, he goes to another sheikh, he grants him khilafah, khilafah over khilafah, khilafah over khilafah, khilafah over khilafah. But when he passes away from this world, he has not been able to abstain from disobedience to Allah, and Allah is unhappy with him. Total failure, total failure, total failure. Allah in the qabr will not ask how much time did you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not ask how many khilafah do you have, who is your sheikh. The question Allah will ask is, have you pleased me or not? Did you make me happy or not? Ask yourself, did you make me happy or not? What did you do in the world? Did you live your life according to my pleasure or not? That is what Allah will ask. We spent 6 years in madrasa. We become ulama. Graduate as ulama. Why? For that objective. If a person graduates with very high grades from a madrasa, he becomes an alim, he becomes a mufti. Mufti Azam of the whole world. Not Mufti Azam of UK, Mufti Azam of the whole world. Shaykhul Hadith, Shaykhul... But when he departs from this world, Allah is unhappy with him. He has failed, total failure. All these, whatever we do, all these things are for the main maqsad, that is the pleasure of Allah. For His pleasure, we should be prepared to sacrifice anything. Unlawful pleasures, life, anything. Aap hi hai maqsood hamare, dil ke ujale, aankh ke tare, aap pe meri jaan hai qurba, aap hai mujhko jaan se piyare. That should be the love in our hearts. Aap hi hai maqsood hamare, you are my only objective. Dil ke ujale, aankh ke tare, you are the star of my eyes. And you are the enlightenment of my heart. Aap hi hai maqsood hamare, dil ke ujale, aankh ke tare, aap pe meri jaan hai qurba, my life is sacrificed for you. Aap hai mujhko jaan se pyare. You are more beloved to me than my life. Tera ho jaun itni aarzu hai. Tera ho jaun itni aarzu hai. My only wish is that I become yours. Tera ho jaun itni aarzu hai. Bas itni hai tamanna. This is my only wish. Dil badal de. Oh my Allah, change my heart. Change my heart. At the moment my heart has fallen in love with girls, with disco, with films, with music, with wealth, with gold, with good cars. This. Tera ho jaun itni aarzu hai. Bas itni hai tamanna. Dil badal de. Dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatun? For how long shall I continue sinning? Gunehgari mein kab tak umra kaatun? Badal de mera rasta. Oh Allah, change my heart. Dil badal de, change my heart. Change my path, change my heart. Meri faryad sun le mere maula. Oh my master, listen to my plea. And accept my plea. Meri faryad sun le mere maula, bana le apna banda, dil badal de. Make me your banda, make me your slave. That banda and that slave who will do only that which pleases you and abstain from that which displeases you. Who is banda? Who is abd? Who is ghulam? Who is slave? The one who has no desire, whose desire is subordinate to somebody else's desire. A master bought a slave. He was a good master, so he said, what do you like eating? So he said, what do you give me? Okay. What do you like drinking? He said, what do you give me? What do you like to wear? He said, whatever you give me to wear. He said, how do you like to sleep? He said, the way you make me sleep. He said, you are attributing everything to me. Don't you have any wish? He said, if I had any wish, if I was able to express my desire, why would I be a slave? I am a slave because I have no desire. My desire is controlled by somebody else. If we become the abd of Allah. Meri faryad sun le mere maula. Oh Allah, listen to my plea. Bana le apna banda, make me your slave. So I follow only your desire and I crush my desires for your desire. I am concluding now, my friends. Alhamdulillah, it is very pleasing to be at the Al Huda Academy in its annual prize giving jalsa. Why? Because madrasa helps a lot towards this objective. Objective, do that which pleases Allah and to abstain from that which displeases Allah. So follow the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Where do we learn these do's and don'ts? Where do we learn these do's and don'ts? In the madrasa. In the madrasa. With the ulama. From the ulama. It is through ilm we will know what pleases Allah and what displeases Allah. Without ilm, a person is not able to fulfill the obligation of ibadah. Because if you don't know what pleases Allah, and if you don't know what displeases Allah, how will you do and how will you abstain? Madrasa. It is madrasa where we learn what pleases Allah and what displeases Allah. And what is a madrasa? A building. This building is madrasa? No. Where teaching and learning takes place, that is madrasa. A non-alim goes into the company of an alim and he learns from him. He learns what Allah likes, what Allah dislikes. So these madaris are great ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All madaris, wherever we find madaris, take it as a blessing, take it as a ni'mat. Nowadays, shop after shop is open, no objection, no problem. Restaurant after restaurant is open, no problem. Takeaway after takeaway, no problem. But when a new madrasa sprouts, a new masjid is open, ini ho jarurat hoti. Iski kya zarurat thi? What was the need? This is the only thing that is needed, my friend. For the success of this world and the hereafter, this is the only thing that is needed. A person without worldly education is necessary, wealth is necessary. Without wealth, without education, a person will struggle for 60 years, 70 years. He is like a person who is blind. He is like a person who is deaf. He is like a person who is dumb. Without worldly resources, a person is deaf, dumb, blind. He will struggle, but he will still, he is a live person, alive. Because his soul is intact. And if everything is there, the ears, eyes, tongue, everything is, if the soul is not there, he is a dead person. If the noor of ilm is not in the heart, he is a dead person. Dead person, wealth, health, everything is useless. And if a person has ilm and the noor of ilm, he has ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't have wealth, eyes are not there. He doesn't have health, ears are not there. Okay, he'll struggle, but he's still alive. And if Allah grants both, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. These are the marakis that are needed, madaris. And in these madaris, we need to set a very good administration. Very good administration. So whoever comes, he lives with ta'lim and tarbiyah. Ta'lim and tarbiyah. If there is no ta'lim, if there is no tarbiyah, then the objective is not fulfilled. Ta'lim and tarbiyah. And in order to become successful in ta'lim and tarbiyah, we need a good principal, we need good teachers, we need good management in the masajid and makatib, and we also need the input and support of the parents. If the principal is exceptionally well trained, but the committee he has to work with is not interested, or the committee is also committed, but the teachers that are teaching in the madrasa have no interest. They are also committed, but the parents are careless. We will not succeed. We need all these four groups to work together to bring ta'lim and tarbiyah into existence. If all these four groups get together, work hard, then inshallah ta'lim and tarbiyah will come into existence. So take these madaris as blessings. Where there are more madaris, where more madaris sprouts, where more Islamic educational establishments sprout, it is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that locality, because He is preparing He is granting them the facility to learn what pleases Him and to learn what displeases Him. So support these institutions morally, financially, from all aspects. And also benefit from these institutions. Send your children to these institutions. And also, after we have grown up, let us go into the masajid and sit in the company of the ulama and benefit from their durus. Benefit from their durus, because ilm, to acquire ilm is a vast ocean. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, once he was carrying some papers and an inkpot with a pen in those olden days. In his old age, somebody said, Ela Matai Ibn Hanbal. He was in his 60s, 70s. Ela Matai Ibn Hanbal. Oh, Ibn Hanbal, right from childhood, you have been acquiring ilm. And today again, we see you with papers and with inkpot and with a pen. Ela Matai Ibn Hanbal. So he picked the inkpot and he said, with this inkpot, Ma'al Mihbarati Ilal Maqbarati. I will continue living my life with this inkpot until I reach the qabr. Until I reach the qabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So Allah has created us to please Him, to do those things which please Him, to abstain from those which displease Him. And how do we know what pleases Allah, what displeases Allah? Through ilm. And where do we get ilm? From the madaris and from the ulama. It is for this reason, it is very, very important to sit in the company of the ulama. And to benefit from them, to send our children to good madaris where ta'lim and tarbiyah is taking place. And it is important for us to support all deeni institutions so that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be safeguarded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant lot of progress, lot of success to Al-Huda Academy and all the institutions that are working for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Bolton, in Lancashire, in the UK, in the whole world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to assist in these deeni causes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعافية للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. يا ارحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. يسر و سهولت کا معاملہ فرما. عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما. فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما. ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. يا ارحم الراحمين ہم توبہ کر چکے ہیں, تمام گناہوں سے بچنے کا عزم کر چکے ہیں. ہمیں ندامت بھی ہے, آئندہ گناہ نہیں کریں گے اس کا عزم بھی اور پختہ ارادہ بھی کرتے ہیں. اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے. ہمیں معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے. ہم میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین یہ تیری طرف سے آئے ہوئے علم کی نسبت پر آج اجتماع ہوا ہے. الہ العالمین اس قسم کی اجتماعات تجھے بہت پسند ہوتے ہیں. الہ العالمین اس اجتماع کی نسبت تیرے علم کی طرف ہے, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے علم کی طرف ہے, علم کی علم نبوت کی طرف ہے. الہ العالمین تیری منشا کی گفتگو ہوئی ہے, قرآن کی تلاوت ہوئی ہے اور الہ العالمین دینی باتیں ہوئی ہے. اے ارحم الراحمین اس کی برکت کی وجہ سے ہماری بگڑی ہوئی کو بنا دے, ہماری بھور گناہوں کی بھور میں پھنسی ہوئی کشتی کو پار لگا دے. یا ارحم الراحمین اپنے محبین میں شامل فرما, اپنے عشاق میں شامل فرما, اپنے محبوبوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے متقی بندوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے ذاکر بندوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے عالم بندوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے عارف بندوں میں شامل فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین سعادت والی اور عافیت والی طویل عمر عطا فرما. اور الہ العالمین عافیت والی شہادت والی موت عطا فرما, ولایت والی موت عطا فرما, مقام صدیقیت والی موت عطا فرما, آخرت کی ساری منزلوں کو آسان فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں تیری ہمیں اپنی مرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. ہمیں اپنی نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اپنی نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے والا بنا دے. اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے والا بنا دے. اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے والا بنا دے. یا ارحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکاء مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما. جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفاء کاملہ, عاجلہ, مستمرہ, دائمہ نصیب فرما. ظاہری, باطنی, جسمانی, روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. پریشان حالوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. مصیبت زدہ کو عافیت عطا فرما. جو بے رشتہ ہے انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما. جن کے رشتے میں رکاوٹیں ہیں, ناچاکیاں ہیں, ختم فرما. الہ العالمین, جو بے اولاد ہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما. اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما. انہیں صدقہ جاریہ بنا. الہ العالمین, جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے انہیں وسعت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, جو اپنے گھروں سے بھاگے ہوئے ہیں انہیں واپس لوٹا دے. یہ ارحم الراحمین, جو ماں باپ سے بچھڑے ہوئے ہیں انہیں ماں باپ کے سینے سے لگا دے. جو جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین انہیں باعزت رہائی کامیابی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, دین کے جتنے کام جس لائن سے ہو رہے ہیں, دعوت و تبلیغ کی لائن سے, مدارس کی لائن سے, مکاتب کی لائن سے, خانقاہوں کی لائن سے, الہ العالمین تصنیف و تعلیف کی لائن سے, اسکولوں کی لائن سے, دین کے چیریٹی کی لائن سے, اکیڈمیوں کی لائن سے, الہ العالمین دین کے جتنے کام جس لائن سے ہو رہے ہیں سب کو مقبولیت عطا فرما, سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما, سب کو الہ العالمین اصول و ضوابط کے ساتھ تیری مرضی کے مطابق کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے. یہ ارحم الراحمین, ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ اور ہمارے مشائخ میں سے جو زندہ ہیں ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کے فیوز کو عام فرما, ان کے اخلاص میں اضافہ فرما, علم و عمل میں اضافہ فرما. اور الہ العالمین ان کے ٹھنڈے میٹھے سائے کو ہم لوگوں پر تاجر قائم فرما. جو دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں اپنی جوار رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے محفوظ فرما. آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما. ان شرور سے پناہ مانگی ان سے پناہ عطا فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین الہدا اکیڈمی کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, دن دوگنی رات چوگنی ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما. اس کے لیے ظاہری, باطنی, مادی, روحانی جتنے اسباب کی ضرورت ہے الہ العالمین سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. الہ العالمین تو اس کا کفیل ہو جا, تو اس کا کفیل ہو جا, تو اس کا کفیل ہو جا. الہ العالمین قدم قدم پہ برکتیں, رحمتیں, نصرتیں نازل فرما. الہ العالمین اپنے خزانوں کو کھول دے. الہ العالمین مادی روحانی دونوں خزانوں کو کھول دے. الہ العالمین اس کی بے انتہا حفاظت فرما. کام کرنے والوں کی بھی حفاظت فرما, ہر قسم کے شر فتنے سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین کام کرنے والوں کی اتفاق میں, اخلاص میں اور علم میں, عمل میں, جذبے خدمت میں الہ العالمین اور ترقی عطا فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین اس ادارے کو پورے عالم میں دین کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین ہماری نظروں میں کوئی چیز چھوٹی ہوتی ہے, مگر جب آپ اسے بڑا بنانے کا فیصلہ فرما دیتے ہیں تو الہ العالمین اسے کوئی روکنے والا نہیں ہوتا. الہ العالمین ہم الہدا اکیڈمی کو دیکھ کر نہیں, الہدا اکیڈمی کے وسائل کو دیکھ کر نہیں, آپ کی قدرت کو دیکھ کر آپ سے دعا کر رہے ہیں کہ اس ادارے کو پورے عالم کے, میں ہدایت کے, علم کے اور الہ العالمین حدیث کے, قرآن کے, روحانیت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا. یہ ارحم الراحمین اس کے آگے کے جو جو عزائم ہو, جو منصوبے ہو, ان میں الہ العالمین کامیابی عطا فرما. اس علاقے میں جتنی مساجد ہیں, جتنے مدارس ہیں, پورے بولٹن میں جتنی مساجد ہیں, جتنے مدارس ہیں, اسکول, اسلامک اسکولیں ہیں اور جتنے ادارے ہیں, جتنے علماء ہیں, جماعت کا جو کام ہو رہا ہے, خانقاہیں ہیں, مشائخ جو کام کر رہے ہیں اور قرب و جوار میں بھی اس طرح کے جتنے بھی کام ہو رہے ہیں پورے ملک میں, سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما اور سب کو پورے عالم میں ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.